Friends, after we understand the whole gamut of the transaction in trade finance or foreign exchange trade, you might have come across with the situation and observed that while undertaking the transactions, there are various types of risk are involved in the foreign exchange transactions. And these risks are various types. These risks are not only transaction risk, but there are many other types of risk, operation risk, then exchange rate risk, or it may be compliance risk. Like that, there are so many risks are there. So, in this chapter, we are going to cover all types of risk that is attracting the foreign exchange. Or these several risks which are covered under this. So our objective to understand the different kind of risk arises while undertaking the transaction, foreign exchange transactions, understanding the risk mitigation also and its strategy, and recognize the role of regulations and the central bank as far as risk control is concerned, and understand about cybersecurity and forex risk management. The type of risk I have mentioned here is our agenda, as per proposed structure of our discussion, will be understanding forex types of risk, the exchange risk, the transaction risk, translation risk, economic risk, position risk, cut loss limit, settlement risk, mismatch for liquidity risk, operational risk, sovereign risk, cross-country risk, legal risk, value at risk, and emerging risk management trend in 2023-25. As I said, there are various risks and there is no transaction without any risk in foreign exchange. Right? So, there are various causes for the exchange rate fluctuations. Causes of exchange rate fluctuation. One is the macroeconomic fundamentals. Exchange rate fluctuation, why it happens, and that is major risk, right? So interest rate, inflation, GDP growth, and the balance of payment position, which influences the currency value. Then geopolitical tension, like war, sanction, political instability. Central bank intervention, like policy changes due to by the RBI, FED, or ECB, or PBOC, that can shift the capital flow and affect the exchange rate. Speculative trading also, just like a stock market for forex market, it reacts the speculative and sentiment. So these are some of the causes of exchange rate fluctuation. In addition, global financial cycle, then rating agency actions on their declaration of rating, and technological factors also makes impact the exchange rates. Then type of foreign exchange risk. Foreign exchange is always fluctuated and currency is always fluctuated. So we have determined certain kind of risk like transaction risk, translation risk, economic risk, position risk, settlement risk, mismatch risk, operational risk, sovereign risk, cross-country risk, legal risk, value at risk. These one by one we are going to discuss now. Now, what is the transaction risk? Transaction risk is also known as exposure risk, which arises from the effect of exchange risk fluctuation between the time and transaction that is agreed upon and time it settled. It impacts actual cash flow and resulting from export, import, borrowing, lending, or any receivable, payable, or denominated in foreign currency. Key features of transaction risk. One is a timing element that is very important. It emerges after the contract is entered into and before the actual settlement is made. Then it affects realized profit losses. Any depreciation or appreciation of the currency against the home currency during this period directly affect the cash inflow. And its impacts to the exporter. Foreign exchange risk, transaction risk is for exporters, that is risk of receiving the less than they expected. For importers, risk is paying more if the foreign currency is strengthened. Example is similar, that an Indian company exports the goods to the US and it raises an invoice for $100,000. When the exchange rate is 83 rupees and the expected inflow is 83 lakhs, by time the payment is received, the exchange rate changed to 81 per USD. Now the company receives the only 81 lakhs instead of 83 lakhs. So there will be immediate loss of 2 lakhs. It is a simple transaction to understand. Common source of transaction risk. Foreign trade in goods and services. Forex currency borrowing and loan. Cross-border interest and dividend payment. Royalties, franchise fee and license fees. These are the common sources of transaction risk. Now, management of hedging and technique. How it will be hedged or managed? Risk will be managed by forward contract, lock the exchange rate by booking the forward contract, option contract, provide the right and not the transact and not the obligation. Provide the right but not the obligation to transact at pre-agreed rate. The natural hedge, that is matching inflow and outflow in the same currency, that is also another noble way. Then leading and lagging, adjusting the payment and receipt timings, netting, that is offsetting receivable and payables in the same currency, and the currency swap, like exchange principal and interest in different currencies. After the transaction risk, another risk is a translation risk. Translation risk is also known as accounting exposure. This arises when a company needs to convert the financial statement of its foreign operations, its subsidiary or maybe branches, from the foreign currency into home reporting currency for the purpose of consolidated financial reporting. Unlike the transaction risk, no actual cash flow occurs. In translation risk, there is actually no cash flow occurs. The risk is purely, it is a notional, and it affects the balance sheet and income statement due to the exchange rate changes. The key features that translation risk is non-cash risk, as no transaction is involved. This occurs during the financial consolidation. It is influenced by accounting standard. Examples are, an Indian company has UK subsidiary with sterling 1 million of its assets. At the start of the year, the rate was rupees 100 per sterling. So value will be 100 million rupees. At the year end, the rate falls to 95. So translated, the assets will be 95 million. This 5 million reduction in translation loss, even though no assets was sold or converted, this is an example for translation loss or translation risk. Assets and liabilities are the items where the exchange rate is used, closing rates at the end period. Then revenues and expenses, the average rate for period, equity, historical rate when it is invested, and translation difference is recorded, that is other comprehensive income or profit and loss depending upon the standard. Risk from the translation risk covers volatility in reported earning and impact on financial ratios. Regulatory and tax impacts are some of the risk that is involved in transaction risk. management of translation risk. The management of the translation risk, unlike the transaction risk, hedging the transaction exposure is a complex and often not prioritized due to the non-cash nature. However, some companies still match the currency of assets and liabilities, use the derivatives, then foreign currency borrowing, functional currency selection, and currency swaps. Third one is the economic risk. Economic risk refers to the potential impact of the long-term exchange rate, long-term exchange rate fluctuation on companies' future cash flows, market value, and competitive position, even if it has no direct foreign currency transaction. So, it is a broader and more subtle than the transaction or translation risk. It affects the firm's business model, pricing strategy, its cost structure, and market share over the time due to the change in exchange rates. The key features of economic risk consist of strategic and long-term. Unlike transaction risk, short-term realized cash flow, economic risk affects the future competitiveness and operating performance over month or year. Not always quantifiable. This risk cannot be always quantifiable. This economic risk can affect both domestic and multinational firms. If you look at the examples of the economic risk, one is export competitiveness. It cannot be measured. Then import cost sustainability. This also cannot be measured. And competitive dynamics, where the Indian firm producing the consumer electronics competes with the Japanese firm. If JPY is depreciate, Japanese goods become cheaper globally, forcing the Indian firms to lower the price to lose the customers. So these are the economic condition risk which relate to economies. That is, this is the economic risk. Source of economic risk is from the currency depreciation or appreciation, or foreign competitors gaining the price advantage, raw material cost which swings into due to the currency movement, then demand shocks and overseas market, and currency-induced shift in global supply chain. Strategies to manage the economic risk. No doubt, it is difficult to hedge completely the economic risk, which can be reduced and mitigated. The economic risk using the strategic and operational approaches consists of diversify the market. Selling in multiple currency zones reduces the dependence on one volatile market. Then flexible sourcing. Ability to switch the suppliers between the countries based on the currency movement. And the foreign currency invoicing. Invoice in home currency or align with the competitor price practices. Then establishing the local production, currency matching and revenue and cost, strategic pricing, natural hedges, merger and acquisition or static alliances. These are some of the mitigations for the economic risk. Now, let us move to position risk. Position risk in foreign exchange is nothing but it is a potential for losses arising from holding an open position. Holding an open position. Open position means unhedged exposure in a foreign currency due to unfavorable exchange rate movement. This is the risk to the dealers, banks, and corporate when they have net long and net short positions in foreign currency assets and liabilities. It is known as open position risk or exposure risk and is actively managed by the forex dealers and corporate treasury. The features of this risk is it arises when the positions are not squared. A position is said to be open when currency inflow and outflow, it can be long position or short position. Market risk in nature and realized through the profit or loss. Example of the position risk, if a dealer buys a USD 1 million expecting the dollar to rise, but it falls, resulting in loss on long and USD position. Similarly, an Indian company is receivable of sterling 5 million or euro 5 million and payable of 3 million, netting of 2 million long position. If the euro depreciates, there is loss on this open position. Source of position risk. How the position risk arises? This is due to speculative trade by dealers, unhedged import and export transactions, delays in executing the forward contract, mismatched maturities in hedging, and net open position maintaining arbitrage. Managing this position risk is due to daily position limit, fix the daily position limit for each dealer or trader. Stop loss mechanism should be implemented, that is automatic order or exit position if the losses are exceeding the preset level, and mark to market accounting is important. Real time monitoring tool and internal control and approvals and diversification of hedging are some of the risk mitigant for position risk. Now, cut loss limit. What is this cut loss limit means? A cut loss limit is a predetermined threshold set by an organization or a dealer at which the foreign exchange position is forcefully closed to prevent the further financial losses. It is a discipline enforcing risk control mechanism. This is specially used in active currency dealing and treasury operations. Purpose of cut loss limit is simple: to minimize the large and unpredictable losses from adverse currency movement, then to enforce the discipline among the dealers and treasury managers, to protect the bank or company capital and financial health, and to ensure the adherence to the organization's risk appetite and policy. The purpose of cut loss limit is very simple to understand. Now, its key features are, it is a triggered level to understand the triggered level, pre-approved, automatic or manual, or appliances, or its appetites to, or it is typically used by. The position risk, the demand in terms of maximum allowable losses in a deal or a total position. That is the trigger level. Then pre-approved means this must be approved by senior management or the risk management committee. And automatic or manual means that it may be enforced automatically via trading platform or manually by the desk. And it applies to individual traders, dealers, portfolio or desks. Typically, it is used by the bank's corporate treasury desk and proportionately trading desk. If you can illustrate it by way of example, you can say that, suppose, for example, a bank dealer takes a USD INR long position at the rate of 83.50, expecting the appreciation. The cut loss limit was set to 83.20, that is 30 paisa loss. Okay, if USD depreciates to 83.20, the system or manager automatically unwinds the position. This prevents the further losses if the rate continues to fall. Then best practice to cut loss is define the limit per role and assets class. Separate limit should be fixed. Then system-based enforcement should be put in place. Integration with the stop-loss orders. Daily review of reporting. Alignment with the risk appetite and training and awareness to the dealers or dealing group. Consequences of ignoring the cut-loss limit consist of large trading losses, regulatory penalties, loss of market confidence and career repercussion. Another is a settlement risk. Settlement risk is also known as a Herstatt risk. Herstatt risk. It refers to the risk that one party in foreign exchange transaction pays out the currency it sold but does not receive the currency it bought due to the other party's default in delay. Okay, this type of risk arises between the time of the payment which is made and the time of counterpayment is received, typically during the settlement process of forex deal. That is a settlement risk. Suppose Bank A in India sells Indian rupees and buys US dollar from Bank B in New York. Bank A transfers Indian rupees at 10 a.m. Due to the time zone difference, Bank B is expected to pay USD at the rate of 10 USD at 10 a.m. Okay. About 12 hours later, if the Bank B defaults, Bank A has already paid the INR but does not receive the USD. This is the classic settlement risk. Why it is also called the Herstatt risk? Herstatt risk means after there was a story in 1974, after receiving the Deutsche Mark from the counterparties in Europe, the bank was closed by the regulators before it could deliver US dollar in New York, resulting in massive losses to the counterparty risk. The key characteristic features of the settlement risk consist of time zone gap. Risk is amplified due to the differences in international banking hours. Then unconditional payment. Unconditional payment feature means the payment system often requires the payment before receiving the countercurrency. And systematic risk is settlement of the risk that can cause the contagion efforts across the banking system, usually short duration. Now, source of settlement risk. Settlement risk is originating from different time zones and banking hours, incompatible or delayed payment system, technical failure, liquidity shortage, and counterparty bankruptcy. It can be mitigated by using the CLS, that is continuous linked settlement system, netting arrangement, that is bilateral or multilateral arrangement, settlement through the Nostro and Vostro account, intraday liquidity monitoring, counterparty risk assessment, use of delivery versus payment, and timely confirmation and matching of trades. Another risk is a mismatch or liquidity risk. Mismatch risk is also known as liquidity risk. This risk occurs due to the timing mismatch between the inflow and outflow of currency. In simple terms, it is a risk of running the short of the required currency at the time of payment due to improper timing and forecasting the management and FX position. When a corporate expects to receive an US dollar 2 million and from the exporters on July 30, but needs to pay USD 1.8 million on July 25 to supplier. If the expected inflow is delayed or mismatched, the company will face a dollar liquidity crunch, even though it is technically covered. So the key characteristic of mismatch consists of, which is currency specific, means occurs separately for each currency involved. It is short term in nature, that is usually occurs over days or weeks due to timing zone difference. Cash flow driven means it is linked to the actual inflow and outflow rather than book position, and operational or strategic that can be arises from poor planning or due to unforeseen market event. The causes of this mismatch of liquidity risk consist of incorrect cash flow forecasting, delay in inward remittance, advance payment or to suppliers or loan becoming due, and mismatch maturity dates in forward contract, cancellation and preponement of the FX contracts, and operational lags or documentary discrepancies, sudden market movement requiring margin top up. This impact of mismatch is resulting into need for costly borrowing of foreign currency at a short notice, penalties or reputational damage due to the delayed payments, and adverse rate conversions in urgently buying at a high rate spot rate or TT selling rate. Liquidity pressure and failure to honor the delivery commitment are some of the impact of mismatch risk. Risk mitigation strategy consists of, it requires to actively liquidate planning, actively liquidity planning, then matching maturities and use of FX swaps and rollovers, maintaining buffer balances, contingency funding, and automated treasury system implementation and centralized treasury operations. These are some of the mitigants. I am going a little bit faster because this requires your thorough reading from your text. And I am only indicative what exactly the risk can be mitigated. Similar manner for all the chapters also. So, next, let us proceed further for the operational risk. Next one is operational risk. This operational risk in foreign exchange refers to the risk of loss, which is resulting from inadequate or failed internal process, system, human error, or external events related to FX transactions and management. The example of operational risk consists of incorrect entry of the currency amount and rate in deal, failure to confirm the rate in time, then delay in settlement due to the SWIFT network failure, unauthorized trade by dealer, non-compliance with the RBI and FEMA or internal policy, error in calculating the exposure or position, and failure to monitor the stop loss or cut loss limit. The source is people risk, mistakes, or the fraud by the trader, back office, or treasury staff. Process risk due to weak or manual internal control process. Technology risk due to system failure or outdated software or cyber attack. Legal risk may be due to the ambiguity in contract terms, trade documentation, or regulatory breach. And external events may be due to blackout, war, natural disaster, which is affecting the FX infrastructure. The impact of the operational risk consists of direct financial loss, penalty or regulatory action from RBI, reputational damage and loss for the client trust, audit observations and increased scrutiny, and possible market disruption in interbank dealing. Mitigation measures of operational risk consist of segregation of the duties of the operations or FX dealers, authorization controls, ensure only authorized person can initiate and authorize the transaction, deal confirmation, immediate confirmation via SWIFT, then daily reconciliation, verify all the trades and the settlement between the front and mid office and back office, and use Treasury Management System, TMS, for automate FX booking. Staff training, regular audit, contingency and BCP planning and monitoring limits are also additional measures to mitigate the operation risk. Operation risk matrix and FX management. Risk is wrong FX deal entry. This is a human error. It is controlled by maker-checker system. Unauthorized trade, it is a control failure. So, role-based access and dealer limit should be fixed. Deal confirmation failure is due to the process weakness, and control mechanism will be auto-swift confirmation and CCIL matching. Late settlement is due to the connectivity and system issue. Its alternative communication channel should be opened. And regulatory non-compliance is a lack of knowledge and process gaps, compliance dashboard, and regulatory auditor.